brilliantly acrobatic save.
Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, 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 welcome to another exciting, tactical, transferred, goal scoring, jam packed, wall breaking defense, championship winning midfield.
No champions!
None of this makes sense when you put it in a sentence.
None of it.
Best show.
Yeah!
In the world.
Whole world.
The one.
Mm.
And only.
A.
The V.
A.
R.
Show.
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 Which your boy?
A.
Who does the most?
Mm.
Even when he's making toast.
Mm.
The Ballon d'Or winner of the show.
Mm.
Best striker.
Mm.
Number 10.
Yeah.
C. The one and only. Dr. DJ Stones. The Premier League winner. Of the show.
Okay, we're not done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yinko.
And with him.
The UEFA Champions League winner of the show.
Okay.
Okay, Yinko.
Yeah. I give you a hook there. Thought you were going to jump in. And with him. Is the young player of the season.
Ooh. The Pushka.
Yeah.
Player.
The Pushkas Award.
Because my goals are the best.
No. This is me now. Thanks. Thanks for giving me the award. Thanks for passing it for me. The man of the match. The goal of the season.
The season of the goal.
Ha! Playing. The four-time Ballon d'Or winner. Because I'm always for the win.
Wow. Stop that.
The man who always clicks. The man who is slick, always clicks, DJ Sticks.
Whoa.
All about the tactics.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding.
He came here with the heats.
I'm not for the tactics. Yeah. I am for the tactics, but...
You know, I recently played FIFA, not a sponsor, online.
Yeah.
And I got demolished. I won 2 games out of like 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
2 out of 5. The one game I won... 3. Like 1-0. The other game I won like 2-0.
Oh, nice. 2 goals. Yeah. Clean sheet.
Both with Manchester United, you know.
Oh.
Not saying they're a better squad, but you know.
Yeah. And you lost 3 out of 5 though, you know.
No one looks at it like that.
If I was City, you know.
You know, somebody.
Something could have happened.
Somebody brought this perspective. And I'm probably going to speak about this in both of my shows. You know, something brought a whole new perspective on me. You know how they say like a wrestler is a 5-time world champion and everyone is like, oh my word, he's 5-time
He's too much.
You know that means that guy also has lost the champion the most because he's lost the champion.
He's lost it 5 times.
5 or 4 times. He's not the current. So whoa. Like someone like John Cena who's 13-time world champion has lost his champion 13 times.
Oof.
And when you say it that way, you know, it doesn't make him sound that good. Eh? You're like, yeah, and the 13-time loser of the world champion.
No, but at least he gets it back again, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what you're about to get?
Some
hot jams.
What a segue.
That's a segue.
What a segue.
I just dabbed.
Dab on.
You can shoot me.
Dab on.
Enjoy.
Can you help with that?
Hi, I'm Johan Kruger from Creation Ministries International. Just want to say to you that I serve a great and wonderful God that created everything, and He created me and He also created you.
And now, standing in the red corner,
just found out I'm out of Pokeballs. I guess you have to speak about football now. I almost called it soccer.
That's how
sad I am.
Oh, that was you losing your job.
That was me.
Just like that. Yeah. Go on.
Okay, there's this video I saw of Kyle Walker on an American talk show. And they're like, okay, so they give him a paper, so written my hometown sport is.
Mm.
Then it's the S word.
Oh, no.
The S-O-C-C-E-R word.
Not that word.
Yes.
Not that word.
And then he's like, hi, my name's Kyle Walker, and he's reading the paper, and my hometown sport is. I just say it, man. Just say it. I can't say this. It's not this. It's football.
Just say it.
It makes no sense, you know. It's all our American listeners who are listening, you know. So, we have a sport.
Yeah.
Where we have a ball.
Yeah.
And we kick the ball with our feet.
Yes.
And you guys call it soccer, right?
Mm.
And then y'all have a sport.
Yeah.
Where you'll have a ball.
Yes.
And the main part you use is your hands.
Yeah.
And you call that football.
Mm.
So, here's a proposition.
All right.
Why don't we call that soccer?
Yeah.
And we stick football with the other one. You know, just a thought. Because we use our foot.
Yeah.
But we're going out of topic here. Now, what is the main topic? We always start up with some transfer roundup.
Yeah.
Woo.
Here we go.
Yes, a nice catchphrase. They're not a sponsor. Hope you listen to us. So Chelsea are preparing a new bid for Romelu Lukaku. And apparently they have come to some personal agreements with Lukaku as well.
Oh no.
So do you think this is Lukaku trying to come back into the Premier League and show that he's a top striker?
And show Manchester United what they lost out on.
What did we lose out on?
Beast. Beast.
We got a beast.
No, who?
Sancho.
Ugh, come on. Don't compare lions with humans.
I didn't say Zlatan.
No sponsor. He doesn't sue us. No. Yeah? Romelu is insane, man. And you must also think, who is bringing this guy? Thomas Tuchel. What does he need? Imagine him having Werner, the legend of runs. The legend of drawing defenders.
The legend of not finishing.
Not finishing. And then having Romelu Lukaku, the man himself. Oh, come on now. Chelsea's mad. They can't get him.
Look, I don't think I have to watch my words here. He's a good player. He's a really good player. Don't get me wrong.
Understatement, man.
Come right?
Beast.
But Sancho.
Why are we bringing Sancho into this?
You game? Say you can't compare the two, so I'm like, but Sancho though, you know?
No, this is... Sancho is not a striker.
Okay.
And we're talking about Chelsea here.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. No. Okay, on that note, look, I think it's going to be a good signing for...
Huge!
I think it's going to be a good signing for...
No.
Can I finish my...
Okay.
I think it's going to be a good signing for Chelsea. I think it's something that they need. Obviously, Werner didn't step up and become that clinical striker that they needed. You know, missing some weird opportunities. Weird. You know, and obviously going into like the last few games, Chelsea started playing Kai Havertz in a more false nine position. You know, and that's the thing here. You know, I think they are getting a clinical striker. You can see Tuchel is trying to build the right team to win. The league.
I think because Chelsea needs a Diego Costa right now, what they used to have, and him, he's a very, you know what happens when Chelsea scores, it's hard to score because they flip and lock.
Yeah, they know how to lock a defense. You know,
so if they can get goals, and the goals will come, trust me, with that guy, he will find a way. So that Chelsea looks scary.
Yeah, that especially Chelsea side actually looks, you know, and I guess I say this in the beginning of all the seasons.
Yeah.
The sides that are coming in are looking quite scary, you know? And the thing is, Arsenal looked quite, like, intimidating coming into the season, you know, ending off last season, winning the FA Cup, starting the season, winning Community Shield. You know, I think the first two games were quite good.
Yeah.
I can't remember off the top of my head, but I think the first two games were quite good. But then you go on and you start seeing what they produced in the league, you know.
Arsenal was
Lampard was looking good, and at the end of the day, you know, also the coach you have has a big impact, you know, on the team that you have. And I'm not trying to downplay Thomas Tuchel in no way. He frequently just won UEFA Champions League. I'll be stupid to downplay him. This was his second finals
in a row.
Ooh. You know, losing one, winning the other.
Ooh.
And obviously he's trying to, you know, he's trying to buffen up even his defense, trying to get the Koundé deal done. And the problem obviously with the Koundé deal is now they want to release Zuma.
Yeah.
They have to remove Kurt Zuma out of the squad. And that's also to probably make up the finances they need to get Koundé.
Mm.
And also probably the squad, because I like what they're doing. You know, they're not releasing a midfielder, then they're gonna go get a defender.
Yeah,
they're at least now also freeing up the space inside that part, because now they're gonna have less defender, and they already have quite a number of defenders, especially central defenders.
They have a couple.
So yeah, they're not now, because now the thing is that what happens is now you get Koundé. If Zuma is the one they're wanting to sell, what now happens is that he's lower on the pecking order.
Yeah,
it's not like they need him.
Yeah, no one wakes up and like, oh, I want to sign Kurt Zuma.
You know, like, you know, they're not, it's not like, it's like, imagine they're like, okay, we're going to sell Maguire to get Varane. It makes no sense, right?
It makes no sense.
So already from the fact that they're wanting to sell you shows you that you're not really in the plans of the coach next season.
Yeah.
You know, and for someone like Kurt Zuma, seeing Koundé, them wanting to get Koundé, them trying to sell you, I would want to go.
Yeah.
And the team that's interested right now is like West Ham. You know, West Ham is looking like they're interested in him, and I think it would be quite good for West Ham. This season, we'll talk more about it next part. I think West Ham could have a very good season if they get the signings that they want.
Yeah.
But some fantastic news, Christian Eriksen is back at the Inter Milan training ground.
Yeah. Whew.
And he looks like he's in good condition.
That is good to hear, man. That is good to hear.
That is some good things to hear. You know, after that heart attack he had during the beginning stages of the Euros.
It scared us, man.
Yeah, I know. It was scary.
Man.
Furthermore, the Grealish deal is getting closer and closer.
Personally, wow. I don't see where he's gonna play. But yeah, that's Pep's problem, isn't it?
No, there's a lot of places they can play him. Wait. You know?
He's like a De Bruyne-ish kind of person.
Not really, you know, because you can also play him on one of the wings. You can play him in the middle. You know, he's the nice thing is that he's versatile.
He's very versatile.
You know, and that's what makes it quite nice to have a player like him.
Oh, they might want to bring Sterling into the center for some games.
I think they would play him either in the center.
What? Like forward, center forward?
No, they would rather have to play him in the center. So it would be like De Bruyne, Fernandinho, and him.
Okay.
Or De Bruyne, I don't know, I think Rodri.
Yeah.
Or him. And then you can have Bernardo, Silva, and Sterling on your wing.
But there's people like Gundogan.
And then you could have, yeah, so you know, that's what makes it a bit interesting now, because their midfield is going to become, that's what you want in a team.
Yeah.
You want a very threatening midfield.
Yeah, because when the guys come in, they perform.
Yeah, and with a player like Grealish, who you can play on the wing as well.
That guy is amazing.
You know, what ends up happening is now, if they don't get a player like Harry Kane.
Yeah.
You know, they can play Jesus in the front. If Jesus isn't cutting it out, they can put Sterling into the center and move him to the wing. And move, they can then move, I lost his name now. I just say that they can move.
Jesus.
Not Jesus. Grealish. They can move Grealish to the wing.
Yeah.
And then what they do is then just sub Gabriel out and then bring in a Gundogan. Or maybe even start Gundogan and just bring in another midfield that they need.
Oh.
So it's going to be quite interesting to see.
What number is he going to take?
I have no clue.
Sterling might go to 10. And then him go.
I think Grealish will probably take the 10.
What? No. Okay.
I think
Grealish. But City's 10 is for strikers, man.
I think he'll probably take the 10. No. I think Sterling is going to keep the number he has. And then the number 10 will either go to Grealish. Or if Harry Kane comes
for Kane.
In,
yeah.
It will go for Kane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what goes down. $100 million deal. And Aston Villa is already looking like they're lining up a replacement in Leon Bailey from Bayern Leverkusen, who had a nice season. Last season. And, you know, potentially also trying to bring in someone like Tommy Abraham as well.
Yeah.
And it would be very, very, very cool to have him back in the squad. Obviously, he was in the squad when they got promoted into the Premier League.
For real?
Yeah, he was on loan there.
Whoa.
And I actually like Tommy Abraham. I think he's a good player. Obviously, you know, with the competition he's facing in Chelsea. He's not a Chelsea player. Let me put it like that. You know, it's the same thing I heard about Lingard that I don't 100% agree with, but I get where the guy was coming from.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not that Lingard is a bad player. Like last season, Lingard showed that he's a good player.
Yeah.
He's just not a Manchester player. You know, he's not a Manchester United player. He's not a Liverpool player. He's not a Man City player. Maybe Leicester he could play for. You know?
Yeah.
He's not a big enough of a player to play in those teams and have. He's not shown the level of consistency that you need for a player to play in those squads. But in like a Leicester City, a West Ham, Aston Villa, he could play in those teams.
Yeah.
You know?
Leeds.
In the Leeds. Potentially a Leeds, because Leeds do play total football, so that could also tire him out. And, you know, maybe in two seasons, he could be a good Leeds player. But yeah, you know, it's the Leon Bailey deal is looking real close. I remember paperwork was being signed a couple days back. So it's really going to be interesting to see where it ends up. And if they get Tommy Abraham, you know, Aston Villa is lining up to have a great season next season. You know, they're fixing up that attack, getting in some good players. And this is what I like about preseason, you know, like going towards the season.
Yeah.
And you see all the transfers coming in and you see how the squads are building. And you actually, you know, if you're non-biased, it makes you excited.
Of course.
Because you're like, flip, I'm about to have a great season of soccer.
Oh man.
Damn, I mean football.
Football. Oh, how dare. Okay, no, I forgive you.
Thank you, thank you.
I forgive you.
Yeah. We are in a country that also needs to be spoken about, you know.
Yeah. Forgive
we call
you.
Our thing the PSL, the Premier Soccer League. You know, we need to speak to them. It must be the PFL.
PFL.
Yeah.
Premier Football League. Oh, it sounds better. It sounds just better. Sounds better. Oh, that's the problem.
Yeah, maybe if we change that. You know?
No, I'm gonna sign petitions.
Yeah, I'm gonna open up one. Go to www.changesoccertofootball.com and sign a petition today.
Done.
Yeah, but you know, it's gonna be exciting football.
Oh, I cannot
going
wait.
Into the season.
I cannot wait.
Obviously, like all the leagues are gonna be exciting, but the Premier League is like one of the most competitive league out
done.
There. You know, is the most competitive league out there.
And Lukaku's coming.
And you look at why, you know? You look at the French league.
Yeah,
big names are being signed to PSG.
Huge names,
and I hope it stays as competitive as it was last season. But you know, you look at it and you're like, yo, now they're wanting Pogba, and now you go to the Premier League, man. Freaking Leon Bailey to Aston Villa.
Yeah,
Tommy Abraham going from Chelsea to freaking Aston Villa. And Aston Villa is looking good.
And the funny thing is that it's not a downgrade.
It's not a downgrade.
It's an upgrade for the player.
Yeah, and you look at Arsenal. They trying to build a proper squad that can actually compete well in the season. You know, you actually go into the beginning of a season and you're like, flip, who's going to be where? what position are you going to land people at?
But again, that's why you had an English team in the Europa and an English team in the Champions League. Two English teams. Three out of four teams were English.
And you know, for me as a United player, one thing I'm going to be interested to look at is the whole thing with...
you just called yourself a United player.
Yes, so I play for United. As a United player, you know, one thing I'm going to be looking forward to is being captained by Van der Beek. You know, because there was that preseason match where he took the captain's armband. And
no way!
You know, to normal people, it would be like, you know, that it's preseason.
Too soon.
You know, no, it's like it's preseason. It means nothing, you know.
Yeah.
But like, looking at what's been happening around his career at
good.
Man United.
That is good for him.
It's now, it brings up, it becomes an interesting thing, you know. Because you look at the dynamics there whereby it feels like they don't recognize him.
Yeah, yeah.
But now you're like, he has the leadership potential to be captain. But then you're like, but you're not recognizing him. You're not giving him game time. I saw a meme. I was so angry, but I laughed. It's like, so it shows Van der Beek wearing the new kit,
yeah.
You know, the team viewer kit.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I thought the names were supposed to be at the back of the t-shirt.
Ooh.
Get it, team viewer.
Oh, no. That person should be banned.
Yeah, he should be banned.
Oh, no. Oh.
He should be really, really banned.
Oof. Oof.
But yeah, it's going to be very interested. And the last piece of news, because I really want to speak about the league now. And I feel like I'm like,
rushing
to this. Another piece of news, Christian Romero to Tottenham is looking very, very likely. I think he even got a here we go by none other
no
than
way.
The Fabrizio Romano.
It's done.
It's done.
It's done.
It is. It's almost they've crossed the line.
Yeah.
The one after you get to here we go.
Yeah.
You know, there's a little you can do to ruin it.
Even the player.
Even like there's like almost
you can't
nothing.
Say no. Like, you can't say no. It's like flip.
Fabrizio Romano, man. Like why didn't you ask me first?
Now
I
said
this club.
Flip, man, 5 years.
I thought I was signing a 4-year deal, man. Now I'm signing 5 years.
Okay.
You know, it's cool.
Yeah.
And then, a last piece of interesting transfer news. Lionel Messi did not go to practice. He's not going to go until the whole issue is sorted out.
Yeah, let's calm down, Barcelona fans. He is still with us. He is still with us in spirit.
I actually wonder.
He will be with us on
when we
on
get
paper.
Closer to the season, will he get anxious about the whole situation and probably move? Because he can still move. PSG can still get him.
And
I wonder if they're going to play on that. Like, you know, as we get towards the end, towards the season, not even towards the end of the transfer window, towards the season itself, you know, having like 2 weeks, 1 week towards the season, you know, we're getting, and I wonder if he's going to be like, flip, the season is starting and I don't have a team. This is bad. It's bad for my brand. It's bad for my value.
I'm not training,
you know, I wonder like, will he be like, flip, Or will he say, I'm a Barcelona player. I'm just waiting for this thing to come out. Because what's funny is that it's not like he's banned. It's not like there's a rule to say he can't train.
Yeah, he can train.
Technically, he can be a Barcelona player.
He's supposed to, right? Mm.
It's just they can't register him. So technically, he can still be a Barca player, you know? And it's not easy now because the players that they could make money from, like a lot of money from, can just simply say no. Griezmann can just say, no, I don't want to leave the club.
Yeah.
He's contractually binded to the club.
He doesn't have to go. Rather sign.
Coutinho doesn't have to go.
Mm.
You know, you can just say no. And then what do? You can't force him out.
Then you can't register the GOAT.
And what are you going to do? You're going to terminate the contract and give them the next 2-3 years worth of salaries in one shot. You're not going to be able to do that.
For one man.
Yeah. And obviously the same happened with Harry Kane the past week, whereby he did not go into Tottenham training and he refused to... Apparently he was refusing to go into Tottenham training until he gets his... Because he wants to get his move. He's tired of being in... He's tired of being in Tottenham. You know, he wants to win trophies.
I was actually confused when he signed that 6-year deal. That's why I feel like...
The promises were probably made and they were not kept. And looking at how he's reacting to the situation,
yeah. He
was probably told, look, if we don't win anything, you can go.
Yeah.
And now that he's wanting to go, they're probably like, no, you can't go now. And he's like, what? Okay, I'm not going to come
6 years, yeah. I feel like he sees the project and he sees the other teams. He's looking at your Chelsea's, he's looking at your Man U's, and he's like, flip, we don't look like we're going to win anything soon.
Yeah, he needs to be, like, you know, he would go into a City or United right now because he wants to be a part of, you know, that winning team.
Yeah. Yeah. And he deserves it. I mean, he is the captain of England.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like with Bay. I think he's going to do very well in Aston Villa. You know, getting that move is like the best thing for him.
Yeah. He's still young, isn't he?
He's still young, yeah.
Okay.
To be very, very good for him as a player. And I think it's the same for Harry Kane here. You know, getting a move is important. You see, unlike Bay is moving to Aston Villa, where they're going to have a chance to go into Europe. They're going to have a chance. I'm not saying that isn't there for Bayern Leverkusen. They had a good season last season.
Yeah, they're also in the Europa setup normally.
Well, yeah, they're normally there.
Yeah.
But now you look at Aston Villa and you look at, that's what I love about Premier League. These clubs from the get-go look like they're gunning for that UEFA position.
Yeah.
You know?
And sometimes for the league,
like you get scared.
Find West Ham gunning for the league.
Going into Premier League, you know, couple of matches starting very, very soon.
Yeah. As soon as what?
As soon as the 13th. Friday.
No ways. No ways. No. Oh, nice. Okay. I see where...
Thank you. And that is going to be a match between Arsenal and Brentford. I like this, you know.
Brentford, what?
Starting off their campaign. Finally in the league. I think there's a player I'm really looking forward to, and I hope they don't sell him before. Like, if they sell him, then like another Premier League team must get him. I was very excited watching him.
You want to see him in the Premier League?
I want to see him in the Premier League, and that's Ivan Toney.
Ooh. Sounds like a...
I think Ivan Toney is a brilliant player. Coming out last season with 38 goals in 48 matches.
Shut up.
You know, I really enjoyed watching.
That's Lewandowski numbers, man.
That's Lewandowski numbers. And obviously, you could say it's like a bit of an easier league than the Premier League.
It's not.
No, it is a bit easier than the Premier League.
Way more teams. There's way more game time.
Yeah, there's more, way more game time, way more teams. And I loved watching him play. That's the thing, you know. Overall, he plays as a center forward. Just seeing him, you know, he played very well. I watched the whole what's this part of the thing, the playoffs.
Yeah.
I watched the playoffs and you know he was very, very good. I think he was the best part of this current Brentford squad. I actually think he was probably the difference in the Brentford squad getting promoted this time than the previous time.
No way. Alone, single-handedly.
No, obviously, like with other teams, team members. But no, I think it was that key thing.
No,
that
38
were...
goals is it?
Yeah, okay, you know, 38 goals, you know. But I think he was like a part of that key thing that they needed, you know, for them to get where they were, where they had to be now. Because I watched the promotions last, the season before last.
Yeah.
You know, I think where Fulham won that game. And the issue was there was nobody clinical in the front.
There's no threat.
There was no threat. You know, I think the match even went into extra time, and that's when Fulham scored.
What?
But now we look at this time, and you like flip, Ivan freaking Tony. I can't wait to see him play.
He's in the Premier League.
He's in the Premier League.
Welcome home.
Welcome. Age 25. Let's see what you can do.
Welcome home, man.
And you know, obviously, this is what he's going to be needing to get that big push into a bigger team.
So you're saying we must remember the name,
Ivan Tony.
Remember the name.
Ivan Arsenal Tony. Will be scared. Come Friday the 13th. See what I did there?
Again,
it could be a horror for them.
Nice.
So obviously now it's going to be very interesting, because then on the Saturday we then have a big match, United versus Leeds.
Ooh!
I feel like we're starting off this league with fire.
Ooh!
You know?
Ooh!
Starting off, like just the first 2 days are going to be jam-packed, you know? I'm seeing games here like Leicester versus Wolves.
There's nothing better than Tottenham
versus
off.
Man City.
Ugh, City win.
You know, I think it's going to...
There's no better way starting off the season with the Manchester United loss, you know. it's an amazing way to start the season.
So I want to do something quick. Let us predict the opening match day.
Arsenal versus Brentford.
Brentford 1-0.
No. 1-1. 1-1.
Okay. I say 1-0.
Aubameyang 1-1.
I think Ivan Tony 1-0. I think Arsenal is still, like you've been seeing it in preseason, you know. They're just not holding up yet. I think they're going to do average this season. Average to, like, good. I think at best they're going to hit Europa.
Ah, come on, man. No,
I don't know. They're, like, even with their signings. Unless there's a signing, they want to get Madison.
James Madison.
I think that would be very good. But I'm looking at their signings. The defense, yes, they're fixing that up. But again, like, there's just not a lot. There's no creativity. They're trying to keep Odegaard. And get Madison, which would be good signings.
But Arsenal isn't used to like begging players, man. Does he want to leave?
Who?
Martin Odegaard.
Remember, he's not a Arsenal player.
Okay, alright. Yeah. He went back.
Okay, Manchester United versus Leeds. Don't be biased.
Okay, no. Manchester United win, but just like 2-1 or something.
I'll go for like a 3-0.
What?
3-0.
No way.
4-2.
4-2 sounds more. Who's going to score the 4 goals though?
I think we're obviously not going to have Sancho coming into this game. By the looks of it, we might not have Ahmad.
Wait, are the fans back?
The fans are back.
Nice.
And it's at home for United. And, you know, last season, the second game when we played Leeds, you know, yes, we never got that high score that we got them against the first time. But the same holes were being exposed, you know?
The same Leeds holes was being exposed.
And that was a tired United. Now you have a fresh United with a fast, pacey winger called Jadon Sancho.
With the fans back.
If Ahmad is there, they're probably going to start in Ahmad. Or they're going to start in... probably going to put in Greenwood. Why am I thinking they're going to start Ahmad? The day they start Ahmad, they're going to definitely start Greenwood on that wing where they would have played Sancho. Hopefully we get our third midfielder by then. If not, I still see it as either 4-2 or 3-0.
I see 2-1.
Leicester City versus Wolves. I think a Leicester City 2-0.
Yeah.
Clean. A clean 2-0.
It's gonna be a
nice welcome to the Wolves' new manager.
Yeah. Wake up.
Chelsea versus Crystal Palace. I see a 3-0 here.
If Lukaku comes, I see a 4.
If Lukaku comes, I see a 4. Yep. Aston Villa versus Watford. I'm sorry to all the Watford fans.
Yep.
But you're about to get thrashed by Villa.
Thrashed. Welcome back to the Premier League, boys.
Leon Bailey there. I think he's going to come there, come out with 2 goals.
Yeah.
And the game's going to end up 3-0.
Yeah. If Jack stays, then yeah.
If Jack stays, it's going to be even worse. I think with Jack there, you know, I think they're going to look at a 4-0. You know? Because Leon Bailey is a very fast winger. You know, you give him a good ball on a counter.
Flies.
He's gone.
Yeah, and Crystal Palace doesn't exactly have...
Watford.
Oh, Watford. Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry. but they still have Sar.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Everton versus Southampton. I think it's going to be an Everton win.
Everton win. Yeah. Everton is flipping, growing quickly.
They're looking like a good side this season.
Even though they lost Carlo.
Yeah, they're not going to be a top six side, but they look like a good side this season.
Yeah.
Burnley versus Brighton. I'd favor Brighton just because I like them more than Burnley. I'm not going to even cap on your statistics.
I like Potter's football.
Oh, yeah. And another person Aston Villa is looking at is Norwich City's Cantwell.
What? So that's a good move.
If they get him as well, that would be a very good signing.
That's a good move for him.
Yeah. So Liverpool versus Norwich City. I think Liverpool is going to just edge past them in a 2-1 victory.
With the goal coming from Timo Pukki. Came back.
They're showing that I'm back.
He's back in Fantasy fact, League, people.
I'm telling you. He's going to win Norwich City is going to win that game. 2-0. 2-1, actually.
Whoa.
A double from Timo Pukki.
That is brave. That is brave.
Now, I think Liverpool's probably going to win the game 2-1. Okay. Newcastle versus West Ham. I'll definitely favor West Ham. West Ham is going to come out there with, again, another 2-1 victory. Tottenham versus Man City. Now, this is the interesting thing. Normally, I'll just say, obviously. Doesn't look like they're going to have Harry Kane. If they don't have Harry Kane, it's more likely that City's going to have Harry Kane.
Yeah.
Especially if the deal comes before United get a CDM or another midfielder, it's more likely, or if they don't sell Pogba, it's more likely that they're going to, it's going to end up in City.
Yeah.
Grealish looks very likely, superbly likely to end up in City. The Tottenham's coach.
That's what I was about to say.
Knows how to get best out of Pep.
Thing is, there's a season where he got the double.
Yep.
I think that was when Liverpool won.
Yeah, that was the season Liverpool won.
You got a freaking double against Man City.
And now the squad here, even though it's not the best, Tottenham is not the best squad,
yeah,
but they're more competent than the Wolves squad he had back then.
Yeah.
And if he can do that players with that Wolves, you know?
Yep.
Okay, as we end off, your top six for the next season. Go.
Man City.
At number?
In two. Order. Man City.
Okay, City at six.
Liverpool.
Liverpool at five.
No, I'm kidding. Man City, Man United, Chelsea, Liverpool. Sorry, Leicester. Leicester. And Tottenham.
Okay, that sounds good. At least you keep Leicester in the fight.
Yeah, I know. Leicester's always there.
I think this season is going to be pretty close. I think top three will be Man United, Liverpool, Man City. To be honest, right, I think it's going to come down to like the last few weeks. Yeah. So for me, all of them are number 1, 2, and 3.
I know City number 1 was just me being biased.
Yeah, I know it was you being biased.
Yeah, but the top 3 is what it is.
And I think number 4 would also be close, but probably like 2-3 weeks before the close fight. That's when Chelsea is probably going to fall off.
Thing is, Chelsea might be crazy.
That's Chelsea is going to be crazy, but they're not... They don't have the proper squad depth yet. They need.
Yes, they don't. They don't.
They don't have the proper squad depth they need.
One Kante injury is a season changer.
Yeah. You know, they don't... Like, if you look at these squads, you know, right now, Liverpool have all their players back, unless they have the type of season they had last season where all their defenders just get injured. All of them.
All.
You know, it becomes a problem. But they have... I forgot the new defender that they signed.
Yeah.
They have that guy. They have... Van Dijk, they have Gomez, they have Matip.
Yeah.
So, you know, they can, when they're going into UEFA and they're going into Premier League, they can, you know, really alter the game based off of the fixtures that they have.
Yeah.
You go to Chelsea. Now, obviously, you're wanting to win your games. You're not just wanting to play players.
No, you're not.
You know, you're going to Chelsea. And as soon as you start tinkering with their defense a bit too much, you're going to start having problems with their defense. You tinker with their midfield too much, you're going to have problems with the midfield. You know, you look at now United.
Yeah.
You know,
we
have been bringing in the likes of, I was about to say Maguire, Varane. who's going to play next to Maguire.
Ooh, yeah.
You know, we're going to have Lindelof, who's going to be there. We have Bailly, who's there. Lindelof and Bailly could team up for specific games like Carabao and stuff. You know, UEFA games, we could even do a mixture. Because Lindelof is bad. He's not bad. He's a good player. Overall, Lindelof is still a good player. Yeah. It's just the partnership that they have there is not the greatest.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna win cups with that. But the players that he doesn't have to be the first team defender, you know, but he helps with the squad depth. Look at the midfield. You know, I'm putting a hypothetical here where we get the third midfielder we have and we play Bruno Pogba in the third midfielder, right? And then on another game, you could literally play Van der Beek, Scott and Fred.
Done. Clean.
You know?
Still strong.
And then for attack, we have Sancho, Rashford, Cavani. We also have Greenwood and Alanga.
James.
And even James. Yeah. You know? And that's a really good. You look at City. Freaking hell, we had a discussion earlier on how the hell are we going to play Grealish?
Yeah.
How are we going to... If that's the discussion you're having about a player like Grealish, where are we going to play Grealish? You know the team is good. That's why they're my top 10. I think Chelsea is just going to... The difference between number 4 and 5 will be noticeable. Probably be like 2-3 games noticeable.
Okay.
The difference between number 4 and number 3 will be about 2 games. So 6 points. 6 to 3 points difference.
Oh, 1.
I don't think it will be 1. I think it will be more closer between the top 3 than number 3 and number 4. And I think number 5, looking at the side, purely just looking at the side, I think it's going to be between Leicester or Aston Villa. Sorry, like just looking at the sides, they currently are the teams that are exciting me the most. And if they can just have consistent players... That's all they need. And maybe if West Ham gets the players they want, maybe West Ham at number like 7, and then number 8 would be an Arsenal or Tottenham. I just don't see them as a top 6 side. Maybe Arsenal can break the top 6. I just don't see Tottenham as a top 6 side anymore.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Unfortunately.
But let us know what you guys think about the upcoming league. We want to hear from you. Yes. Don't be afraid. Mm-mm. And with that said and done, I need to go build my fantasy football team for the coming season.
Me too. Where's Pukki?
Pukki is not on this season. He had his chance.
What do you mean?
He had his chance.
He's going to come again.
No, he had
his
chance.
After his brace against Liverpool.
He had his chance. Put him on my team. He lost. Kept having a bad performance. Could have been number 1 in the world.
Never
right
scored
now.
Again.
But with that said and done, from us,
I'm not joining.
To you, signing out.
Peace. Peace.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM. Instagram at ActiveFM777 and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
I'm grateful, daddy, I'm grateful. I need your saluto. show a saluto. Eba mi rababa, 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 eba mi rababa. Shana, you way to give me good loving. Every morning, your message the poor me. Around the whole world, there's no one else like you, like you. Only you. Opagine bere numa, opagine bulime lu. Makati your love in the back and this is daddy. Opagine bere numa, opagine bulime lu. Makati your love in the back and this is daddy. I'm grateful, daddy, I'm grateful, daddy, I'm grateful. I need your saluto.
I'm grateful, so grateful.